This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A new state program will pay low-income Coloradans thousands of dollars to trade their old cars for electric vehicles. The state is tentatively planning rebates of up to $6,000. Carrie, a TA, is with the Colorado Energy Office.
We want this to be a program that continues to open up the accessibility and the adoption of electric vehicles and cleaner transportation options for everybody in Colorado.
The rebates will launch this summer. Consumers will be able to combine them with other existing EV incentives. People who enroll must surrender their gasoline vehicle. More eligibility info will be announced this spring. The Grand Junction School District Board voted against plans for a health clinic inside its new high school this week. The decision was made after weeks of students, school staff, and many healthcare professionals lobbying for the clinic. But some residents and parents argued against it, saying they were uncomfortable about giving students access to reproductive health services. There are 70 school-based health providers in Colorado, including Central, another Grand Junction District high school. There's a new effort to put the tools for historic preservation into the hands of residents in the San Luis Valley town of Sawatch. The town is arranging workshops to teach basic adobe brick manufacturing and construction techniques. Adobe is a common building material in the town and throughout the valley, but the local Historic Preservation Commission says the knowledge required to maintain and repair these buildings is increasingly rare. This is CPR News. It is 7:06. Coming up next, we'll join Colorado Matters. Stay tuned.